Country Club FM. Almanac time, almanac quiz at the end of the almanac for the Zephyr Theater in Stillwater's Bakersfield Sound this Saturday. Pair of tickets going to you, and we'll do it via text. So keep that line, that telephone number, the Waconia Ford text request and win line, 763-450-0100. Mm-hmm. Keep it handy. Know it. Memorize it.
Good idea.
And today's almanac, today, as we mentioned, Wednesday, September 9th, 253rd day of the year, 114 left to go. We're going to go all the way back to 490 BC. That's 490 BC.
We don't go back that far.
Not very often. The Battle of Marathon took place between the invading Persian army and the Athenian army, which were the Greeks. So this is the marathon race came from this because the Greek soldier, Phidippides, messenger from the Battle of Marathon. He ran from the Battle of Marathon to Athens, which was twenty-six and some change miles, 42 kilometers, and he ran that distance to report the victory, and the marathon was born right there.
That is good trivia right there.
I've never ran a marathon.
I ran 26.2 feet one time.
How did that go?
Well, I was tired.
Did you have people handing you water at the side?
Yes, and good luck.
Were you wearing a bib with a number on it? A
few slaps on the back, and good luck.
1543, Mary Stuart, who was 9 months old, was crowned the Queen of Scots. A nine-month-old running and ruling over people.
I'm not sure she
seems
knew
like
what
it would
she
be
was,
very effective. Yeah, no. Her legislative and governing abilities at 9 months old would be, give me a pacifier. Pacifiers for everybody, you would say.
And somebody change my diaper.
Let them eat Gerber, is what she said. 1850, California joined the United States as the 31st Union, State of the Union, number 31. And it was like 100 years later, they became the most populous state. So it didn't take long for people to move to California.
No.
There was a reason. And now it's like the whole state's on fire now.
Yeah, and
there. Wildfires. You see, one wildfire was started by a gender reveal party.
Are you joking?
No. Reveal party using some kind of incendiary device type thing to let everybody know what their gender their baby is, and it started thousands of acres on fire.
They chose poorly, is what I would say.
I hope they are held accountable.
Yeah.
1942, this in the news.
The day the United States mainland came under enemy attack during World War II. For that was the day pilot Nobuo Fujita firebombed a forest near Brookings, Oregon. Launched from a submarine off the Pacific coast, Fujita piloted his small plane to a spot just north of the California border, as he recalled years later.
So the whole mission was to try and start a big forest fire in the Pacific Northwest. It never happened, but it was the only time that there was bombing on the mainland. Huh. There was a fort, too, that a submarine at that time as well took some bombardment as well, but this was actual aerial bombing. I didn't know you could launch planes off of a submarine.
I don't understand that.
I saw a little depiction of it. Apparently the submarine, the plane was on top of the sub, and it was attached to the sub. It was secured, and then the sub would dive, and then it would come back up, and then it was able to fly and take off from that submarine.
Pretty
interesting.
Seen,
I'd like to see. I've never seen video of it, but it was more of a recreation.
Sure.
So that was 1942 during World War II. 56.
Wow. This is probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life. There's not much I can say except that it makes you feel good. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. And now...
Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show, which I think was at the time still called Toast of the Town, Neil.
Probably in the mid-50s.
In fact, Ed Sullivan didn't even host the show because he had just been in a car accident, so he had a guest host. And Elvis wasn't even at the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York. He was doing it via satellite from California because he was out there filming his first ever movie, Love Me Tender.
Wow.
Which he performed that song on this appearance as well. And of course, this was the famous appearance where they filmed him from the waist up. They didn't want his hips gyrating on Ed Sullivan in prime time on CBS.
That probably was pretty well viewed.
I would imagine a 50 million.
50 million audience.
50 million ratings bonanza for Ed Sullivan.
That would be
a really big shoe. 2056. 57. This is your number one song on the Hot 100.
Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
The very talented singer-songrighter Paul Anka. Yeah, he wrote the Tonight Show theme, Johnny's theme for the Tonight Show.
When you hold me close.
1957. Let's jump ahead to 65.
Now Betsy roars down on her third swinging town, closes up Bourbon Street tighter than an 8 o'clock curfew. And unpredictable to the very last, she veers again. The 9:30 Weather Bureau bulletin says the eye may now pass west of the city.
Hurricane Betsy makes landfall near New Orleans. First hurricane to cause more than $1 billion damage. It had already hit and went across Florida and then strengthened again up to a Category 4 when it hit New Orleans. That's Hurricane Betsy. Betsy, is that the most popular name that guys like, you know, your father, my father, maybe from the older generation would call their car? Come on, Betsy.
Yes.
Did you ever hear that? Yeah. Come on, Betsy. And you're trying to start it in the winter. You go, come on, Betsy. Betsy. Yeah. Come on, Betsy. Get going, Betsy. Give Betsy some gas.
We had a 53 Plymouth that we called Moses, but Betsy was more, you know, for the hot rod car.
Right. Yeah. So that was in 65, 1971.
At Attica, New York State Prison, more than 1,000 inmates erupted in a volcanic orgy of mayhem, arson, and hostage seizing. It took 97 hours to quell the rioters. And when it was over, the death count was 43, 32 inmates and 11 employees. Prone or dead, they lie, ending the Holocaust.
That was 1971. That. It was a mess at Attica in New York in 86.
Hello, I'm Bill Tush, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special television event. This is the first presentation of Color Classics. Each month, the Superstation will present world premieres of newly colorized versions of some of the finest black and white films ever made.
Ted Turner was playing God.
Yes.
He was changing history and colorizing some of the classics. The first one that they showed on this date was Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney.
It just really didn't catch on.
No, it didn't. People said, nah, it didn't really. They probably thought it'd be a big deal. There's nothing wrong with black and white.
No,
that's how we. I want to see them how they originally saw them.
Yeah.
That's why I get really bugged, and my wife gets bugged by this. I'm watching Back to the Future 2 and Back to the Future 3, and they're editing, and they're doing it not so much for content because it might be offensive to somebody now. They're doing it for time. But there's little itsy-bitsy pieces and little lines that I like in the movie that are gone.
Yes.
And they edit them out, and to me, it's like they're changing history.
Right.
Because this might be the first time anybody sees those great movies, or any movie, or any sitcom that gets edited where a line or a scene gets edited out. They're changing the way things are. So then what I do is I go on to YouTube or Hulu or wherever I can find those, and I find the actual. So I have to pause the show or the movie, which I did three times. It happened at least three times in Back to the Future 3.
I know exactly what you
mean. There's one time with the Frisbee Pan, and another time when ZZ Top is on there, and there's a couple of other ones. And I have to watch it on YouTube, and that just makes my wife just so pleased and happy.
Oh, I'm sure it does. That. Well, it's just she has to understand that's something that is gone but not forgotten.
Well, I'm not forgetting it. I don't want to forget it. That's why I'm doing that.
So you remind yourself right there.
So that was 86. They were colorizing films at WTBS in Atlanta. Shame on you, Ted Turner.
Right.
1993, Yasser Yitzhak. Yitzhak Yasser. This is the day that Israeli and PLO leaders greeted each other, and they agreed to recognize each other. So they greeted, and they agreed. They recognized each other, so they knew everybody. Burgess Meredith passed away on this date.
One of the greats.
And because I did not have I forgot to hit the return button after I did the Yasser Yitzhak, Yitzhak Yasser bit, I forgot to see that it was Burgess Meredith's day of death, so I don't have any audio from the Penguin or from Mick. Rock!
Or
Or from, you're a bum, Rock.
Or from grumpier old
man. Well, that one's good, too.
Yeah, that's so, harder to find that you can play on the radio.
He lived to be 89, did Burgess Meredith, the Penguin.
So good.
We may have another Batman audio clip later on. That'll 2000, help. 2007, Britney made her return. It was her big comeback.
Oh, yeah.
At the 2007 MTV VMAs, the Video Music Awards, and according to reviewers, it did not go well.
She did have a little bit of a glossy-eyed appearance, didn't she? She just did not look like she was taking it seriously enough. And actually, she wasn't taking it seriously enough. She arrived in Vegas on Friday. She stayed out until 2:30 a.m. that night, club hopping. The next night, she stayed out until 3 a.m. And then the next day, she had to perform in front of millions of people. Clearly, she didn't realize, or she just thought she had it down and she could just go out and have fun the night before.
That's what you do before every Bob morning show, right? Club hopping until 3 a.m.?
Well, there was a time.
You could have danced better than Britney did on that night, on that stage.
No, she did not. It was not well received by the critics.
And that was in 07. Then 2015.
Listen to the bells. They're ringing in London, and the ships sail down the Thames River, celebrating another historic day for Queen Elizabeth. In just a few hours, she'll become the longest-serving monarch in British history, breaking a record set by Queen Victoria more than a century ago.
So Queen Victoria was Queen Elizabeth II's great-great-grandmother.
Oh, boy.
And Queen Elizabeth passed the 63-year, 7-month mark of her rule, of her reign. And she's still doing it. She's still going on strong now. And that, add another 5 years to that. 68 years plus. And here's Charles, who figured he'd be king by now.
Yeah.
Still having to be prince. Poor Charles.
Yeah, he's going to run out of time here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, or he's only going to do it, you know. She'll pass,
yeah,
and then he'll get just a couple of years.
Right.
Not enough time to even warm up the throne, right?
Exactly. Barely.
So that was 2015. Now we have birthdays today, and don't forget quiz.
Talking about you and me and the games people play.
Country singer Freddie Weller is 73 today.
That's pretty good.
He took a number of rock songs and pop songs and turned them into country hits. This one here, Games People Play, Down in the Boondocks was one, and then Indian Lake.
He did it well.
Originally done by the Cowsills.
So we gaze at
Freddie Weller. At that one point in time, he was with Paul Revere and the Raiders. So happy birthday to him, 73. Joe Theismann, 71.
Joe Theismann and Lawrence Taylor together again, inviting you to watch the Giants and the Redskins on Thanksgiving night on NBC.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been together, Joe.
Thank goodness for that.
You want a leg?
I'm okay. No, thank you very much.
He just offered him a leg off the turkey.
Oh, that's
because
good.
Lawrence Taylor broke his leg.
Snapped it.
Yeah, he did. So, Joe Theismann, happy birthday,
still
commentator.
Hard to watch.
It is. It really is.
It really is hard.
70. It's important to have a good, strong offensive line.
Yes.
I suppose that'd be the left tackle, right? That made the left tackle the blind side of a right-handed quarterback.
Right.
Made it very important. The blind side, as we say. Hey, Bo Duke, or is it Luke Duke? It's Luke Duke. It's Tom Wopat today.
Hey, Robin Hood, those are supposed to be duds. Now, only you could mix in a live one with a detonator cap. Now, who in the world would blow up an outhouse?
I don't know how it happened, Uncle Jesse. I was making duds out of the dynamite case so we could...
My car magazines!
Well, what I must have done is put the real dynamite next to the box with the duds.
Bo, you got the IQ of a turnip. A small one.
Now, yeah, Luke was the smart one. I don't know if that's saying anything of the Duke boys, but you had Uncle Jesse, Bo, and Luke. What a bonus here today.
That is sweet.
Tom Wopat, who dabbled some in country music.
Yes.
He did have some songs chart. He didn't quite have the same success as John Schneider did.
But I remember there was one of his that we played when I started here, and I enjoyed it. It was good. I'd have to look up the title. I don't remember.
69 for Tom Wopat. Hold your head up, moving on. Keep your head up. One half of the Arrhythmics. And that's him here playing the cello, the electronic cello. Or at least he's playing it in the video. Is that the video with cows? I think it is. You got Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox dancing amongst cows.
Yeah, that was different.
Sweet Dreams, Here Comes the Rain Again, David A. Stewart. They were never an item or a couple. They never got married. I think a lot of people just assumed that, but David A. Stewart is 68. Hugh Grant is 60.
Something like that. You know, I think you know in life pretty much what's a good thing to do and what's a bad thing. And I did a bad thing, and there you have it.
Yeah, he did a bad thing. He got mixed up with a lady of the evening. But it helped out Jay Leno because his appearance on The Tonight Show helped propel Jay Leno ahead of David Letterman in the late night TV battles and wars for ratings. So he had that going for him. Actor Hugh Grant, 60.
A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
You know, his songs were kind of dumb, but they were really entertaining because they were so dumb. Yep. I mean, he's got the Hanukkah one and the Lunch Lady Land, and there's his turkey.
Pretty good.
Adam Sandler, he's made a nice little career out of his life here.
There's some of his movies that I really do like.
Yes. I mean, Wedding Singer's good.
Yep.
Happy Gilmore. It was good in Grown Ups. Adam Sandler, 53. Eric Stone Street from Modern Family is 49.
I don't want to overstate this, but my mom is the greatest woman that ever lived.
Cam loves his mom.
She raised four kids, two barns, and a whole lot of hell.
He was Cam on Modern Family, just wrapped up like 10 or 11 years. 49. Unbelievably, Elliot is 49 today.
Elliot. E.T., can you say that? Can you say E.T.? E.T.
E.T.
Elliot from E.T. is almost 50.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, they thought he was going to be the big star out of that thing, but it was Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is the one who became the big star, not Henry Thomas. He hasn't done a whole lot since.
Buble is back with a brand new collection of Christmas duets with legendary performers like Sting.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la. La, 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 la.
Jimmy Fallon as Sting. Michael Bublé.
That's pretty good.
He's a spokesman for bubbly charged water.
Oh, sure.
Seltzer water, flavored seltzer water. He's
not much
45.
Flavor
and how about that Hunter Hayes guy? Remember him?
I do.
I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up.
He had a cup of coffee here on Bob FM.
I did a Jumbotron interview with him, and I didn't know anything about him. That was rather awkward.
Were you amazed at his frosted tips?
Yes.
Great frosted tips. Maybe the best frosted tips since Rascal Flatts.
He was a very nice young man.
Oh, he was. Yes, indeed.
And talented, but...
His big hit was called Wanted. That's Storm Warning, which I think was his first hit. And he's 29. He still has so much more music in front of him.
Oh, for sure. Gone, but not forgotten today. We mentioned a Batman reference. Here it is. Neil Hamilton was born on this day in 1899, and he was the commissioner.
Catastrophic. Unprecedented. Batman and Robin not available. You know what this means, don't you?
If you're thinking Chief what O'Hara. I'm afraid you're thinking...
Precisely, Chief O'Hara.
They remind me of Chuck and John.
The moment we've dreaded for years has arrived.
Oh, no.
This time, we're going to have to solve a case ourselves.
Well, heaven forbid,
you know, that the police commissioner and the police chief.
Heaven forbid GCPD would have to do something on their own and let Batman and Robin actually go fishing.
Right.
Where instead they always use that as their excuse to what's their name, their aunt. It's not Aunt B, but
no,
it's
Aunt,
Betsy.
Aunt Hazel. I don't know. I can't remember. But Neil Hamilton.
Well, can't you call the Green Arrow?
Yes.
What's he doing? He's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's in neighboring town.
He's out blowing up outhouses with the Duke boys.
Right.
With their bow and arrow.
Neil Hamilton was the commissioner, and he was so good. 1899. Remember Jimmy the Greek?
The Dallas Cowboys are using people at linebacker today.
Brent, I don't think they know their own names, let alone the coaches knowing them.
Wow, he is critical of Tom Landry.
He, you know, was not afraid to fire a shot over the bow if it needed to be fired.
And he said some things that got him in trouble and lost him his job a couple of years later.
Out. Jimmy the Greek Snyder, born on this day, 1918. What about Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Otis Redding?
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Smooth.
He died in a plane crash in Wisconsin, right?
Yes. Very talented guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He was born on this day, 1941. And one more, Academy and Emmy award-winning actor Cliff Robertson.
But just because you can beat him up doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's one of my favorite movie philosophical lines. There are a lot of great lines out there, but that's one of my favorite movie philosophical lines. Another one is the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Spock from Khan.
Yes.
So good. Wrath of Khan.
I couldn't agree with you more on both accounts. That one, of course, from the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, the first one, who Cliff Robertson played his uncle, and of course,
Uncle Ben.
Uncle died young, died tragically. 1923 for the great Cliff Robertson, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here is our quiz for today, and again, up for grabs, pair of tickets, Zephyr Theater, Stillwater, Bakersfield Sound this Saturday. Michael Bublé is 45. Today we played a bit of a little comedy. He's doing a duet with Sting on an SNL skit. Who was playing Sting?
You
in
mentioned
that
it.
Skit. I mentioned his name. Michael Bublé, with whom? He was with Sting, but who was portraying Sting in that skit? 763-450-0100. Please don't try and call. Our voice calls are still down, but we are taking texts, and we'll take the 10th texter. We'll take the 10th texter.
Right.
With
that
the
is
correct
a word,
answer.
Right? Text
I guess it is now.
Sure, it is.
763-450-0100, the Waconia Ford text request and win line. 763-450-0100. Texter number 10, you'll win. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon, also known as a no-repeat workday launcher, with Lone Star No News, Alabama High Cotton, or Crystal Gale? Why have you left the one you left me for?
I'll go ladies first today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.